time once again for another episode of the Sit Down Stand Up Show. Oh, yes. Brought to you this time with 80% more quality.
And how are we accomplishing that, Announcer Fogey?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. This time we are using microphones, so yes.
Does this mean we won't be using any more 11 3/4 inch rubber speaking trumpets?
Rubber speaking trumpets? How did you manage to get a rubber speaking trumpet?
I paid extra for mine.
As you may recall, in our last episode, Jack was an adorable little puppy dog.
Oh, he called me adorable.
Well, we're completely ignoring that storyline and starting something completely different.
Oh, yes. Today I am Jack McThanos, the unfortunate son of a deposed Grim Reaper.
Today Jack is Jack McThanos, the unfortunate son of a deposed Grim Reaper.
Announcer Foggy, why are you repeating my introduction?
Oh, well, this show is hard enough to understand as it is, so for legal reasons we have to explain it twice.
Ooh!
Our first scene has Jack entering the employment office.
Actually, I already did that.
Oh, well, carry on then.
Hello, my name is Jack McThanos, and I'd like a job, please.
Yes, certainly. What kind of job are you looking for?
Oh, I would like the kind of job that my father had.
That being?
Death.
I see. Do you have any experience as death? Have you ever killed anyone? Have you ever murdered anyone? Committed manslaughter? Poisoned someone with really bad cooking?
Well, no.
Are you a cannibal, perchance?
Well, no.
Well, I see. This doesn't look good for you, I'm afraid.
I did shoot Mr. Grumley repeatedly.
I see. And did he die?
Oh, yes, several times.
Hmm.
He is considered a person, isn't he?
Technically, no. You see, he's so boring in his personality that, it's not really as if he were ever alive at all.
Oh, you got me, sir, right in my ego.
I beg your pardon, did you just call me sir?
Well, you are a sir, aren't you, sir?
Actually, I don't know. The script doesn't say.
So what do you think? Can I be deaf?
I'm sorry, Mr. McThanos, but we're really looking for someone with more experience to be deaf. However, I believe I could find you a job as one of the lesser concepts.
Oh, like what?
Well, how do you feel about the 7 deadly sins?
Oh, I enjoy them on a daily basis.
Seriously?
Well, come now, if you expect me to be serious, you don't really get the concept of this show.
Oh, let's see. How would you feel about being envy?
Oh, yes, I want that job. I want it.
Oh, I'm afraid it's been taken.
Oh, I really wanted envy.
Let's see. What about greed? Do you think you could be greed?
Oh, yes, I want that job. I want it really badly. Give it to me now.
Seems you may be overqualified. What about wrath? How are you at wrath?
Oh, well, let me just lay down a rhyme here. My name is Jack, Jack McThanos. Starts with a TH and rhymes with...
Yes, well, that's not exactly what we're looking for. That's rap. We're talking about wrath.
Well, aren't they the same thing these days?
You make a good point, but no.
Ooh.
How about sloth?
You mean like Jim Moldak in the webcomic Halo, now appearing on Pandora Comics?
Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but plugging the other features is rather gauche, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry. So, what would I be doing as Sloth?
You'd be sitting around doing absolutely nothing.
I can handle that!
And so, Jack began his first day of work as the new Sloth.
Oh boy! My first day as Sloth. I am so excited. Yup. That's me. Sloth. Here I am. Being Sloth. Yep. This is great. Don't have to do anything. Just sit here and be Sloth. Yep. Oh, gee whiz, I am bored out of my mind. Oh, I think I'll call up Ernie and see what he's doing. 555 E-R-N-Y.
Hello, Ernie here.
Oh, hi, Ernie. This is Jack. How's it going?
You idiot! You stupid fool! Look at what you've done! If I never see your face again, it's going to be too soon! Now get out of here! Get out! Go on!
Oh, I see you remember me.
What? No. I was talking to a client. I just got myself a job on the new verbal abuse.
Oh, what a coincidence! I just got a job as Sloth!
Sloth? You mean like that Jim Moldak character from Halo?
No, not like that. Besides, I already pitched that comic already.
You mean the Deadly Sin Sloth?
Oh, that's the one. That's me.
Oh, hey, we're both working as Sins. How about that?
Yeah, I bet we're even working in the same building. Wouldn't that be something?
So, is that you sitting at the desk 3 feet away from me?
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, that's me.
And you telephoned me from 3 feet away. You didn't feel that you could stand up and come talk to me.
Well, no, of course not.
Oh, man, you are good at your job, aren't you?
Oh, hey, I need to go. My supervisor's coming.
Mr. McThanos?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid we're gonna have to let you go.
Let me go? But why?
Well, it has come to our attention that you were using the company telephone to make personal calls on company time.
Yeah, but I was doing it slothfully.
Well, the simple fact is that you're working too hard, Mr. McThanos. I pay you to sit around on your butt and do nothing all day.
But I can be slothful, really. I'll prove it to you. I will play the theme song in a slothful manner. Just listen.